Natasha, did you get me? Okay, Arush, do I need to repeat it again?
Yes, please.
Okay, see. See, we have this rule that like sugar never leaves the sweetness, does it?
Can you please say it a little slower?
The sugar, does it ever leave its sweetness?
Yes.
When does it leave its sweetness?
I don't know when it leaves its sweetness.
It never leaves its sweetness. As long as it is sugar, it is always sweet. Okay?
Okay.
Fine. Okay? So we from this we get that attributes never leave the substance. Sugar is the attribute of sugar. Sorry, sweetness is the attribute of sugar. Sweetness is always with the sugar. The same way, knowledge is the attribute of jiva. Knowledge always remains with jiva. Even when we go to sleep, knowledge is working. We see dreams, right? While we are sleeping. So knowledge always work. Correct, Arush?
All right.
All right? Right? Till here, you're clear? Arush?
Yes.
Any doubt till here? Oh, you got me?
I got you.
Seriously, or I'll repeat it again. See, we never go out of knowledge, right? When we sleep, we see dreams. Our knowledge works. When we are awake, we are seeing things. Our knowledge is working. So, gyan never goes out of the soul. What does it mean? This attribute, the gyan attribute, never leaves the soul substance. Means the attribute never leaves any substance. So sweetness will never leave sugar. Gyan will never leave soul. The same way, these 10 dharmas, Uttam Shama, Uttam Marga, these are the attributes of soul. So they will never leave the soul because attributes never leave the substance. Now, if soul is eternal and if 10 dharmas are not leaving the soul, then 10 dharmas are not eternal, or they are? Arush,
Yes.
if soul is not going to die ever, so will 10 dharmas die or not?
They will not die
Why?
because that thing's not that powerful.
Because the attributes does not leave substance. So if soul substance is there, 10 dharmas, which are attributes of his, will have to be there. They cannot leave it. If soul dies, 10 dharmas will dies. Okay? But if soul is there, 10 dharmas will always be there. Okay? Okay, slide number 3, all of you. Are you all on slide number 3? Dia, are you there? Okay, after this chapter, okay, we'll try to finish this today and we'll learn the names in the coming days. We'll start the new chapter today, okay? So very soon, it's a poem, so it will be fun. Okay, so just, I'll tell you why it is called Eternal Festival. We give you one reason, the other reason, I'll tell you why. Okay, Arush, you have opened the third slide?
We never go out of knowledge.
Yeah, very good. The third slide of the PowerPoint, are you on it? Natasha, are you on third slide? Okay, what does it read, Arush? Third slide, the title?
Is it in the PowerPoint?
Yeah, it's in PowerPoint, the third slide. Arjun, what does it read? Arjun?
Yes.
Yeah, the third slide. What is the title?
Yeah, I'm on the third slide. Where should I start reading from?
No, the title.
Oh, the title is Why is it an internal festival?
So the question is, why does Lakshan Dharma is eternal festival? Arush, Natasha, have you opened it? Did you get it? Okay. Okay, Arush, leave the first paragraph.
The festival, I mean, why is it an eternal festival, thus Lakshan Dharma? The
Yeah.
festival is about 10 dharmas that our soul has. Our soul is eternal, thus these dharmas are eternal.
Very good. Stop. Okay? So these are the 10 attributes of soul. Substance never leaves the attribute, or attributes never leaves the substance. So the substance is eternal, attributes will be eternal. Right? The same way, if soul is eternal, it's all the attributes are eternal. So 10 dharmas are also eternal. Right?
Right.
Arush, no doubt till here, now you get it?
I get it.
Jamin, Jamin, any doubts up till here?
No.
No. So Jamin will read the second paragraph. Listen to Jamin. Yeah, Jamin.
After the end of the sending phase,
Avasarpani Kal, Avasarpani Kal.
which is the beginning of the ascending phase, you saw
Utsarpani Kal, Utsarpani Kal.
with the Sarpini cause, there happens rains of various kinds from Shravan Krishna Pratipada for 7 weeks. Thence, these 10 attributes of dharmas are as celebrated.
Okay, fine. We all celebrate New Year. Happy New Year, we say, right?
Yeah.
Arjun?
Yes.
We celebrate New Year's, right? Happy New Year. Right? So Happy New Year is an eternal festival or event-based?
I think possibly eternal.
Yeah, eternal. Dea, what do you think? The new year we celebrate is eternal? Dea? I guess you've lost her. Okay, Arush, what do you think? Okay, okay.
We just came.
Yeah. Dea, new year is eternal festival?
New Year is eternal festival, is it?
Happy New Year we celebrate, right? On 1st of January we celebrate New Year. So is it new festival? It is eternal or it is time-based?
Event-based festival.
Oh, Arjun says it is eternal. Arush, what do you think?
What is an eternal festival or event-based festival?
No, my question is, New Year we celebrate Happy New Year, right?
We celebrate happiness, right?
We celebrate New Year, on 1st of January, we wish Happy New Year to everybody we see, right?
Right.
Right, so this festival is eternal or event-based?
Event-based?
Okay, Arjun says it's eternal. Jamin, what do you think it is?
Eternal.
Eternal. Okay, so we have two for eternal, two for event-based. Dea and Arush have voted for event-based, while Jamin and Arjun are for eternal. Natasha, you have one vote. Whichever team you go, the team wins. What do you say, eternal or event-based?
I think it's eternal.
Oh, okay. Natasha thinks eternal. So which one is right? We have 3 for eternals and 2 for event based. What do you think? Okay, why it is eternal, Arjun?
I said eternal. I'm not sure exactly. It was a guess on my part.
Okay, no, but how did you guess it? Why do you think it should be eternal?
Because people celebrated it before something, like before anyone was born.
Yeah. So Natasha, can you explain it further? Right, Arjun, you're on right track. Natasha, can you explain it further? Why it is eternal?
I said it was eternal because it's not, like, we don't celebrate New Year's because something happened. We celebrate it because, like...
New Year happens every year. Every year this day comes.
Always happens.
Yeah, so always after every 365 days it comes. It's a cycle, right? It's not started some years ago, it has always been. The days always come and go, the nights come and go. So this 365 days cycle will always be there, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now we are looking at the year. Okay, now listen to this interesting thing, okay? In a Jainism, we are not looking at the year. Year is very small unit of time, okay? Time frame. Now we are talking about time phases, okay? So, there are time phases, 6 time phases. How many time phases are there? 6 time. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We know the simple mathematics. Okay, numbers up to 6 are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
We all know numbers up to 6, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there are two types of phases. Now, we can count numbers from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right? Right?
Yeah.
So, both ways we can count numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or backwards 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, now we are taking these two phases. We are giving the name. Okay. When ascending means 1, 2, 3, 4. From 1 to we are rising to the 4. We call it Utsarpani Kal or ascending phase. Okay? And when we have descending numbers 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We call it descending phase or Avsarpani Kal. Okay? Utsarpani means to rise, to ascend. So ascending phase. Avsarpani means to descend. Descending phase. Okay, now what are these phases? Okay, that is very interesting things. We have years. Now we are making the set of years. And we are dividing one particular part of time into 6. And in these 6 parts, different things happen. You know, we are on the 5th phase presently. And 5th phase, nobody becomes Bhagwan in this Bharat Kshetra, where we live. Do you see any Anant Parameshthis around? Anybody of you all are listening to me? Am I going too fast or very hard to understand?
Yes.
No.
Yes or no? Am I...
No.
Okay, it's simple, right? We know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's rising, so it's... ascending phase or Utsarpani Kal, we are going 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's descending phase or Avsarpani Kal, okay? So now we are in this series, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So what I'm saying is we are at the present 5th phase, okay? In the 4th phase, all the Tirthankars happen, 24 Tirthankars in the 4th phase. So Mahavir Bhagwan was like 2,600 years so. Back, so the 4th phase was running 2600 years back, and after Mahavir Bhagwan it started the 5th phase. Okay, now you know we are seeing, like, earlier we saw the heights of men like 8 feet, 9 feet, then they started reducing, now 6 feet, 5 feet, 4 feet. So heights are continuously reducing. The same way that we had very, you know, long lives, like 200 years, 150 years, 100 years. In India, I have still 3 people I know who are living at 104 years old. So they are still living. So we had, you know, longer lives earlier. Now we are getting, you know, the lives are getting reduced. So now 100, 90, 70, 80, some days 40. So the lives are also getting reduced. Why? Because we are descending. Sorry, we are ascending. Why? Deteriorating. Fourth, mein, we used to be Bhagwan. You could have been Bhagwan. Fifth, mein, you cannot be Bhagwan. In sixth, we'll be so small and we'll be so cruel. The human beings will eat each other. You know, their lives will be like 10 years. Their life cycle will be 10 years. They'll be very small, like 1.5 feet tall or 2 feet tall. And they'll be so cruel that they'll keep on fighting and they'll not get anything to eat. So they'll kill other human beings and they'll eat them. Why? Because these are the phases in which our action, what do you feel, are all the sins, are all the passions that depends on. See, we don't have to learn these. I'm just telling you for your knowledge. So 24 Tirthankars happen in this phase. Fourth of ascending phase. Okay, so fourth Kal. We call it sixth Kal. Okay? So now, first, second, third, the people were very happy. They didn't have to do anything. You know, in the first, second, and third Kal, there is Bhog Bhumi. Bhog Bhumi is like, there are trees which we call Kalpavraksha. Okay? Arjun, it's very interesting. Kalpavraksha. Okay, now Arjun wants a football. Okay, so he'll approach that tree, the Ashok tree, okay, so the Kalpa tree, Kalpa Vraksha, Kalpa tree, and he'll think that I want football, and the football will fall in his hand automatically. So to earn a football, Arjun will not have to go to work. Are you getting me? If I want a new dress, I'll go there, I'll think I want dress of this design, I want like this, and the way you imagine it, you'll get it.
Wait, go where?
Hello?
Go where?
Go to that Kalpavraksha, the tree. There are trees, okay? Like we have trees around. There are trees around. In the first, second, and third phases, there are trees, Kalpa trees, okay? You want anything? You want utensils? You want new home? You want anything? You go to that tree. You think, and it will come just before you. So they don't need to work. So when they don't need to work, we say they only need to enjoy. So enjoyment means bhog. So bhog bhumi, where you only have to enjoy. That's it. So they are enjoying. So of course they cannot be Muniraj and all, because they're getting everything, so they don't feel anything, like they are in any pain. Okay, so they don't be Muniraj, so in the first, second, and third phase, nobody becomes Bhagwan. Correct? Now, in the fourth phase, what happened? All those trees, which used to fulfill their needs, they start falling, okay, and they get destroyed. All extinct. Okay, now there are no trees. Now, people will wonder, like, we don't know how to get things. So what they do? They start doing practicing. They start doing work. So they start tilling to get food. They start tilling and sowing seeds on the... So they start doing farming to get the food. Then to make market, like now they want utensils, so they started taking out the irons and aluminiums and started making the metals out of it. Are you getting me? So now from the fourth to the sixth of this phase, sixth part of the phase, karma bhumi. Karma means where people work. Karma means working. Okay, so karma bhumi starts. So the first three are bhog bhumi, in which you have to just enjoy. Other three are karma bhumi, in which you'll have to work. So now fourth kal comes, fourth phase comes, 24 Tirthankars happen. So in the first, the the passions of jivas are very, very low. They hardly do any sins. They don't do sins at all. In the second, a little sins occur. In the third phase, a little more. In the fourth phase, sins rises, as well as the dharmas also rises, so our 24 Tirthankars happen. In fifth, we are seeing around us how many people commit sins, right? How many people get angry so quickly. And in the sixth, there is the highest limit of getting your passions. Do you get me? Hello?
In the ascending phase,
we are talking about ascending phase. So ascending means 1, 2, 3, 4. Number wise it is ascending, but as we rise up, the, you know, passions and sins, the passion and sins used to increase, tends to increase.
Okay.
Okay, are you all getting me? So we have divided these six into two. One is Bhog Bhumi, that is to enjoy. Other one, the other three are the Karma Bhumi. Okay? Hello? Are you all getting me?
Yes.
Any doubts up till here? Any doubts?
No.
See, these have many, many, many details. I'm not going into very details. I'm just giving you the idea that this is how Jain philosophy has things in place. Okay? Now, we have these six kals or six phases, right? So these are the, like, bundle of years. So the fifth phase that we are living in, it has 21,000 years. So after 21,000 years, the sixth ara will start. Okay? Fine? So up till now 2600 years has passed approx. So now some 18,400 years are still remaining in this fifth kal. So up till then the pupil, the health and the age of the pupil will get decreasing. It will get decreasing. Like after 50 years you'll be saying like normal average mortality age will be like 55 years, 60 years, which is presently 65 or 70 years. So it will keep on decreasing, and one day will come when the ages will become 10 years, 5 years, and the heights will become really short, 1 foot, 1.5 feet. Okay?
And how many more years are left in the fifth kal?
Like, the fifth kal has 21,000 years, okay? It's a group of 21,000 years. Okay? And until now, after Mahavir Bhagwan, so 2,600 years approximately has passed, so the remaining are 18,400 years approximately. Okay? Fine. Now this is the ascending phase. Now what is happening as we are rising up, the sins and passions are very much rising. Now what happens when the sixth kal will end? So at the ending of it, like people are really, really, really very cruel. Okay? So when they're very cruel and the part is ending, so what happens? There comes these rains. There are different kind of rains to destroy everything. Have you all seen movie 2012? Do you know about the movie 2012? 2012. They say the world will fall to an end in 2012.
I heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, yeah, you have heard about it, right? They say world will end in 2012, right, Natasha? Heard about it? Yes. What is this ending of the world?
Yeah.
This is not going to happen now. This will happen when the sixth kal will end. What happens after when the sixth kal ends? There happens many kinds of rains, okay? Rains of stones, the rains of fire, okay, the rains of acids. So what happens, everything which is here, the buildings, the roads, the mountains, the trees, everything gets destroyed. Okay, why? Because the sin is so much on its peak and the kal is over. So now it will get destroyed. Now what happened? Then after this all destruction is done, everything is gone, Does he start serving kinds of like what we say, good rains? Now what the again life transformation starts. Okay, so first seven bad rain, for some 7 weeks bad rain happens, rains of acid, rain of, you know, stones, rain of fire, everything gets destroyed, nothing remains here, and then again now the seven good rains starts happening, which are like rain of water, rain of milk, rain of nectar, rain of like good substances, okay, very, you know, with a very good smell and all. So these seven rains happen, and now the pupil starts taking birth. Okay, now it will again be same. Now we are rising now. Okay, so we are on descending phase. Now the sixth kal will come, then fifth, fourth, third, second, one. Okay, now again in the sixth kal, the pupil will take birth with shorter heights. Okay, but now what we'll be doing is starting, in the starting they'll be very cruel. Then gradually their passions will go down and down and down and down. Their heights will keep on increasing. Now we are going reverse phase. Okay, then first kal will come, again people will have, initially they'll have comparatively more passions, then they'll gradually decrease it. And the fourth kal will again come. Okay, first, second, third. Are you getting me? So what is happening here is, while we are rising, while passion wise in the descending phase, our passions are getting low, so our bhavs are going good by each passing day. Isn't it happening? Hello, are you getting me? Are you getting me? See, in the ascending phase, what was happening, our bhavs were getting deteriorated. We are becoming bad, 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 bad by each day passing. In this descending phase, or Aswarpini Kal, now we are rising. So our passions get deteriorated and our bhav gets pure, 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 good, religious. So now, when these 7 days, when 47 weeks, these good rains happen, these are known as like the rise of the dharma again. So when there is the rise of dharma, the 10 attributes of dharmas are celebrated after these rains. So these dharmas are celebrated eternally, because the 6 phase will happen eternally, like a year happens, 6 phase will keep on happening. 6 phase will happen, the kind of bad rains will happen, destruction will happen, then again descending phase will start, then descending phase will start, again shubh rains will happen, the good rains will happen, and when the good rains will happen, the rise of dharmas will always be celebrated. So these 10 attributes of dharmas celebrated. The dates are Shravan Krishna Pratipada. So from Shravan Krishna Pratipada, on that day, these 10 attributes are celebrated. I know it's kind of very confusing, and I don't know if you'll all be able to grasp it, but just take this simple thing that we have ascending phase and descending phase. We are in ascending phase. Ascending phase, every good thing declines. In descending phase, every good thing starts rising yet again. So to celebrate the rise again, these good rains happen, to make the life, to make the religion come back again, and then these 10 dharmas are celebrated. Hello, are you getting me?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's kind of confusing, and I don't want you to remember all these names, but remember that there are 6 phases. And 24 Tirthankars happen in which phase? In the 4th phase. Okay? Okay, in the descending phase, when 24 Tirthankaras will happen? Logical question. In the ascending phase, the 24 Tirthankaras used to happen on 4th phase, 4th part of the phase. Now, if I am 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, when 24 Tirthankaras will happen in descending phase? It's logical. Hello, yeah. Did you get my question?
Who?
Hello, Arush?
Me?
me, Jamin.
Yeah, Jamin. What, do you have a question?
No, is it four? I mean, two?
Two. See, first, second, third, and fourth. Fourth, I mean, first of the Karma Bhumi, where 24 Tirthankaras happened. Now we are going backwards. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So now, 6 has very small people, then 5th has some good people, good heighted, and the 4th will have very long heighted people. So now, on which part of the descending phase 24 Tirthankaras will happen?
Second?
How come second? I mean the fifth, number fifth, like if I number the cards of descending phase is like first is sixth, second is fifth, third is fourth, then three, then two, then one. Descending, right? Numbers are in that way. So number wise, which numbered card is going to be for Tirthankaras? What do you think, Arjun?
I don't know.
I just think I have told you that in the fourth of ascending phase, Tirthankaras happen. Now, descending is just reverse of ascending. So now, in which sequence will the Tirthankaras come, fall into? Logically, in which sequence? Dia, what do you think?
Third.
In the third? I mean, which one third? Six is the first, fifth is the second, and fourth is the third. So you're saying in the fourth phase of descending means third part of the phase?
Yes.
Excellent. Very good. See, we have Karma Bhumika starting, okay, in the 4th, 5th and 6th, in the ascending phase. Now, descending, what we are having, we are starting from backward, okay. So, like, we have worst of Karma Bhumi first, then middle that we are having now, the 5th will become the 2nd of the descending phase, and the 4th will become the 3rd of the descending phase. So, the 3rd part of the descending phase, the Tirthankaras will happen. And then Bhog Bhumi will start from the 4th, 5th and 6th part, means 3, 2 and 1. Did you all get me? We are going backward only. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now I guess we are done with the time. So in the next class, I am starting one chapter right now. Not chapter, we are just going to sing, to wind up instead of Namokar Mantra, we will wind with this prayer. Okay, Sachin, have you mailed one of them, the file? Sachin ji?
Anubhu ji?
Have you mailed them the files?
No, not yet. I am still, you know, not able to connect with the problem. The next only.
Okay, okay. Fine. Okay, so we have this prayer of Bhagwan. The material will be given to you like in a day or two, or in the next class we'll be reading it. So it's a poem. So what do you want? We'll read that poem, my introduction, or I'll read this new poem? What do you want? We'll revise that old poem, my introduction, and wind up, or conclude, or we'll read this new poem? What do you say? What? My introduction?
Yes.
Okay, my introduction, fine. Open my introduction. We all have that. Okay, opened?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have 4 slide in my introduction. Okay, so slide number 2, Arjun, 3, Jamin, 4th is Natasha, 5th is Diya, and then Arush will repeat the 2nd again as a concluding one. Okay, got the sequence? Arjun will start, Jamin will take over, then Natasha, and then Diya. and then Arush again. Okay? You start, Arush.
Okay.
Can you wait a minute?
I'll tell you the tone again. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. Start, Arush. Arjun.
Okay. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my own throne.
No thirst or hunger reaches my edges. No cough or cold is allowed in my fortress. Free from agony and hurt, nowhere to roam. Real, exultant, and supreme is my home. My name is Pure Soul. No, my fame is to know alone.
He shall discriminate the self from others. Meditate upon our soul and renounce worldly aversions. We shall have the spiritual bliss. My home is full of happiness.
My name is Pure Soul. My fame is to know alone. The salvation is my home. Is it the same my own tone?
Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfectness, my own throne.
Excellent, very good. Excellent, all of you. Okay, so whoever like excellently gets to remember this complete poem, just tell me. I would love to listen from you the complete poem without you reading it from the presentation. Okay, so if you can learn it, just try to, because it's very, if you keep on singing it, it will get you. It's very simple. Pure soul is my name, knowing alone is my fame. The salvation is my home, filled with perfect bliss, my throne. So what is there in salvation? There is no hunger, no thirst, no agony, no hurt, and it is real and exultant. What do we have to get there? So we have to discriminate ourselves from others. Okay? Excellent, excellent, very good. Okay, so we'll be starting with a new poem in the next class, and just remember the thing of these six calls that we learnt it. Okay, I have not told you the name of six calls. These are very simple. I will get to remember those names in 2 minutes. But just remember how we are going. Like first three are Bhogbhumi, means you only have to enjoy. You have trees. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to do anything. You just sit and rest. You need anything. You just think and it will come to you. In the fourth, Tirthankaras happen. Fifth, we are living in. And sixth, we'll have very cruel people. Like everything will get deteriorated. And then the rains will happen, the world will get destructed, and again the good rains will happen. And then the dharma will start to rise again. People will have good bhavs again. And then these eternal festival will be celebrated. So therefore we celebrate like New Year after every end of the ascending phase. In the descending phase, we celebrate these. So there is always going to be descending end of the ascending phase always, like New Year always comes. There is always the ending of 31st December, therefore 1st January comes. The same way, this rise of the descending phase comes, which we celebrate as Dashlakshan Mahaparva. This is the other reason behind celebrating it. Okay? Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I told you I'll give you the quiz this time. And I couldn't make it because I had some exams. So now open the quiz. I'll be mailing you by tonight or tomorrow. Just fill it. Make sure you fill it by doing as much of as cheating you can. You can ask your parents, you can ask me. But once you fill it, it will be deemed that you know that answer, okay? It's out of the syllabus that we have read up till now. So, all the best and thank you so much. Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra. Say it to